The Falcons were back at work today, October 22nd, as they prepare for their second AFC South matchup against the Tennessee Titans. Now, this is the 14th regular season meeting between the two teams, but the second time they'll meet this season, as the Titans were the Falcons' first preseason matchup, the Falcons winning that game 31-24. Now, Thursdays are the days that Julio Jones usually gets to talk to media, but today we switched it up a little bit, letting his good old friend Roddy White ask the questions.
Yes, man. How are you feeling today?
Pretty good, right? Pretty good. I woke up, you know, said a prayer. I woke up, first of all, you know, just went through a walkthrough, had a great walkthrough, but I'm feeling good. Overall, I feel really good.
That's great news for us Falcons. You know, Sunday's going to be a really good day.
Now, the guys like to have fun in the locker room, but don't worry, their main focus is still on making sure they come home victorious on Sunday.
Most definitely. We got to go out here, you know, last week didn't end like we wanted it to, you know, and we got to get right back on track. You know, we can't let, you know, one loss and everybody focusing on one loss last week, you know, determine the outcome of our season. You know, we got to get back to the basics, play fast and physical, and, you know, hopefully go out there and get the W.
The Titans center, Brian Schwenke, had a season-ending injury that placed him on IR. The Falcons, too, had an injury with their center, Mike Person. He had an ankle injury, but Coach Quinn is extremely positive about his progress this week.
No setbacks at all for Mike, and as we went through it, we were hoping that would be the case. He worked really hard to come back and rehab. We thought we'd have a chance to get him back for this week, and barring any setbacks, he's really on course for us. No limitations at all for him today.
The Titans are 1-10 at home under head coach Ken Wisenhunt. They've lost the past three consecutive home games at Nissan Stadium. The Falcons will be their fourth consecutive home game, and of course, that's a streak that Atlanta wants to continue. Click around AtlantaFalcons.com and stay up to date on everything Falcons football, as well as any breaking news leading into Sunday's matchup. Thanks for joining us on this Branch Report. I'm Ashley Rose.